A regional approach to preventing gambling addiction and providing treatment and recovery services to people who become compulsive gamblers were endorsed by advocates for problem gambling services, casino operators, state lottery officials, and gaming industry regulators. The 24 conference participants came from the New England states and New York to promote Problem Gambling Awareness Month, which is designed to highlight help that is available to problem gamblers and to underscore shortcomings in the available resources. Keith White, executive director of the National Council on Problem Gambling, said opportunities for people to gamble are growing faster than the availability of prevention and treatment programs.
There's still a lot of ground to make up just to be able to address the current level of disorders. And we know that when you expand gambling, you are going to increase the number of people with gambling problems, at least temporarily. So, you know, you're moving up from an uncertain base already. And so it's going to take a Herculean effort to try and get to where these individual states need to be.
White, at the conference in Springfield Monday, announced new ways for people who suspect they or a friend or family member have a gambling problem to access help. He said in addition to a national helpline, people can contact the nonprofit council via text message and internet chat.
So if you want to text to 800-522-4700, you'll get a live person there at our call center who will be able to provide you resources in your area. If you chat, go to ncpgambling.org/chat, and you'll be able to, again, talk with a live operator 24/7 who's going to be able to refer you to help in your area.
Massachusetts Gaming Commission Chairman Steve Crosby said the commission is developing new programs to prevent gambling addiction and treat it.
In the casinos themselves, we are adopting a responsible gaming program called GameSense, which you will be hearing a lot about, which we've adopted from Canada, where it's been tremendously successful, to help people think in terms of budgeting their gambling, keeping to a certain limit so they don't get in trouble.
Crosby said he supports making treatment for gambling addiction that is available in Massachusetts accessible to non-Massachusetts residents.
There are a lot of things where I think our money would be well spent and maximize the impact of that money by taking regional strategies.
Conference attendees heard from a woman identified only as Shirley, who said she was a former Massachusetts resident who became a compulsive gambler while frequenting the Indian casinos in Connecticut. She said she had to go to Indianapolis to get treated for her addiction.
I'm a person who grew up in a good family, put myself through college, put myself through law school, worked hard, did all the right things all their life, never had an addiction, never had a mental health issue, never had any of those things that we like to think are associated with people who find themselves in the kind of trouble I found myself in with gambling.
Representatives from the three casino companies awarded licenses in Massachusetts, MGM Resorts, Wynn Resorts, and Penn National Gaming, were at the conference along with officials from Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods, the operators of the two Connecticut casinos. The casino industry nationally funds programs to combat compulsive gambling, but critics say casinos contribute to problem gambling by doing such things as providing free drinks and extending credit to bettors. It's estimated that 2% of the U.S. population has a gambling addiction. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.